It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. Across the world, socialism is on the rise, which by any measure stifles initiative and self-determination and any sense of spirit. Socialism is the first step toward communism, which is a false ideology of economic equality through the elimination of private property and where the state is supreme. The beliefs of communism were most famously expressed by Vladimir Lenin, Karl Marx, Joseph Stalin, and Mao Zedong. As an example of communist evil, during the late 1950s, Mao ordered a vast industrialization program that was supposed to transform China's agrarian economy into a much more advanced one. This project, called the Great Leap Forward, plummeted at the cost of 45 million lives. Put simply, socialism and communism always fail spectacularly, and while in place, create vast tracts of corruption, suppression, inequality, and censorship from within. So why is there a movement toward these failed systems today? And I believe the answer lies in the young feeling disenfranchised. China is revered today by some as advanced and uplifting the lives of its people, but the trade-off is total control, censorship, violence and suppression. The very heavy hand of the Chinese Communist Party seeks to suppress its people and introduce the ultimate Orwellian dystopian future where the state is supreme and the people must do as they are told or be sent to be retrained in a gulag, jailed or murdered. We have before us the current events in Hong Kong, where the Chinese government is slowly but surely eroding the rights of the people in order to control them. The reality is that Hong Kong was created by British capitalism, and if it fails, then everybody loses, and the people of Hong Kong know it. This is why they are fighting China and have come out in their millions to rebel through street protest marches and defiance. Already the economy is slowing, and the proof can be found in many financial quarters. One multi-billionaire in Hong Kong stands as an ugly man, worried about his labour being inactive and threatening his vast wealth. Ironically, his name is Mr. Ka-ching, so he is one commie who loves the sound of a cash register. Our Chinese friends in Hong Kong must keep fighting for their freedom, while their president, Xi Jinping, does his best to suppress them and destroy their freedom. To this end, these marvellous freedom fighters have adopted an anthem, which is a song from the musical of Victor Hugo's Les Miserables. It is an anthem of freedom and the cry of the ordinary people against tyranny and oppression. It's called Can You Hear the People Sing? And the words are magnificent. Do you hear the people sing, singing a song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
We'll join in our crusade, we will be strong and stand with me. Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Again, when the
Godspeed to the people of Hong Kong. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.